Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. My apologies for all of you who listen on your way to work. Got this Monday podcast out a little late today, so if you're listening to this on your way to work, likely it's Tuesday, and you got a double dose today because we're back on our normal schedule on Tuesday, but my apologies for getting this out a little late in the day. Lot to talk about today. Lot to talk about as far as rookie minicamp over the weekend. I know I said on Friday's podcast, let's not get too crazy about any of the storylines we're going to hear. And look, I'm not going to take any of this. We're taking everything we're hearing today with a grain of salt, right? But there is some nice news coming out just as far as how they want to use Terrell Edmonds, things about Mason Rudolph, and really the entire rookie class as far as what the Steelers are looking for in these players. Some interesting comments coming out of camp that I want to talk about. Before we get to that, I do want to do some housekeeping. On this podcast, we are going to move to a four-day-a-week schedule. So we're beyond the draft now, right? We've exhausted a lot of the topics about the draft. We've talked about each of the players in detail. Between now and training camp, there really isn't a lot more to talk about. And so we're going to move to 4 days a week just to make sure that the quality of this podcast doesn't diminish. And so it'll be a Monday through Thursday schedule now up until very close to training camp, which I believe starts July 25th. So right around there, we'll go back to 5 days a week. All right, let's start today, as we do every day, with some Steelers news and notes. They signed two of the rookie tryouts. So rookie minicamp is very nice for as far as getting in your draft picks and your undrafted free agents and getting them up to speed with the playbook and how you want to use them and getting to see them in football situations. But the other nice thing about rookie minicamp is it allows you to bring in other rookies for tryouts, right? Guys who can come in and kind of compete for a spot on the 90-man roster. Two players who did that this weekend were wide receiver Damon Patterson and tackle RJ Prince, who were both brought in for rookie tryouts and were now signed to the 90-man roster. So huge congratulations to those guys. You know, they are now going to be back for OTAs. They'll probably be back for training camp. They get a chance to compete for both a spot on the roster or potentially a spot on the practice squad. And really for Damon Patterson, the wide receiver, you know, as I've said, the back end of that wide receiver group is certainly wide open as far as who's going to be the fifth receiver on this team, who's going to be the sixth receiver on this team. And then for RJ Prince, I think it's a little more of an uphill battle, right? As a tackle on this team with Chucks Okorafor coming in from the draft, Gerald Hawkins being a former fourth-round pick, Matt Filer, B.J. Finney. This team has pretty good depth on the offensive line now, so it's going to be tough for him, I think, to make the 53, but certainly there's a spot open on the practice squad that he has a shot to fight for. So, again, huge congratulations to those guys for coming in, working their butts off this weekend, and making the 90-man roster. James Washington signed his rookie deal. So he joins Jalen Samuels, Marcus Allen, and Joshua Frazier as rookies who have now signed with the Steelers. Again, another four-year deal for James Washington. There's not a lot of wiggle room with these contracts, right? So, you know, pretty much all these guys are getting their four-year deals that are standard. The three players that remain unsigned at this point are safety Terrell Edmonds, quarterback Mason Rudolph, and tackle Chucks Okorafor. All three of those players will likely sign very, very shortly. You know, there's just not a lot of wiggle room. There's no negotiation that can happen. Maybe with Mason Rudolph because he's a quarterback, sometimes that gets a little weird. But even in that case, he's a third-round pick. I don't expect that to go too much longer. And certainly, you know, these guys should be signed before OTAs or certainly before training camp. So no drama coming as far as these rookie contracts, it looks like. And then finally, Eli Rogers, who we talked so much about on this podcast after the injury he suffered against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, our wide receivers, as far as, you know, who's the next guy up after Antonio Brown, Juju, and James Washington, right? Eli Rogers would fit as a fourth receiver on the team really well. It's all going to be about how he recovers from that injury. Well, he posted a video over the weekend on Instagram of him running again. And, you know, it was a light jog, but great to see that he is at a part of his rehab process where he can start running again. We are mid-May. He's got a couple more months to rehab before training camp, and of course, probably another month before the start of the regular season. So great to see that he's at a part. He's not running a 4.44 yet, right? I mean, this is light jogging, so he's probably still got a long way to go on that road to recovery, but great to see that he is at a part of his rehab process where he can run again, and hopefully he can rehab to the point where he can be a factor when we start talking about training camp. All right, so let's talk about rookie minicamp that happened over the weekend. Again, I don't want to read too much into the things that we heard coming out of rookie minicamp, but I think there are some interesting things worth talking about. One of them, the Mason Rudolph situation. And, you know, Mason started rookie minicamp by saying that he got a text from Ben Roethlisberger wishing him good luck in rookie minicamp and going forward. And hopefully, you know, that situation has played itself out throughout the media. We talked about it here. You know, look, the time to bury the hatchet on that whole thing and just move on, right? This is a Ben Rudolph thing that's going to play out over the next 2 to 3 years, right? This is not something that needs to be brought up today again. It is a pretty much a non-issue today. The real questions about Mason Rudolph today are going to be much more about can he beat out Landry Jones for the backup role than anything with Ben Roethlisberger. So again, that situation is largely meaningless for the time being. One thing that was interesting, though, hearing about Mason Rudolph at camp, and you saw the—I don't know if you saw the videos on Twitter, but there were videos on Twitter of him throwing the football, and he looked good. That kind of, I mean, whatever, right? Again, we're not going to read into the three passes that you can watch on Twitter. I did want to call out a quote from Marcus Tucker that Jeremy Fowler tweeted over the weekend, saying that, quote, certain guys just have a command of the huddle, telling Jeremy Fowler that he picked up on the kind of leadership that Mason Rudolph had, even in this short minicamp. And that, I think, is kind of exciting to see, because it's one of those things when you're evaluating quarterbacks on tape that you can't see, right? Which is that command of the huddle, that leadership, that ability to elevate the players around him. It's one of those things about quarterbacks that I think separates the great quarterbacks from the just okay quarterbacks, right? You look at someone like Tom Brady, who, you know, as a Steeler fan, I'm not a huge fan of Tom Brady, but you have to respect Tom Brady's game in that he definitely elevates the talent around him, right? Players who go to New England, especially on that offense, are elevated just by being on the same offense as Tom Brady. And that ability is both his talent, right? Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game just from a talent perspective, but his leadership ability, I think, is second to none. And you see this in other great quarterbacks. Peyton Manning had that, right? Ben Roethlisberger has certainly had that. You look at Ben Roethlisberger's career never going less than 8-8. A lot of that has to do with his ability to elevate the talent around him and make other guys better and his competitive nature. You know, we talk about this Mason Rudolph situation and the fact that, you know, Ben was so upset about it. Again, as I said, I think the fact that Ben Roethlisberger was so upset about it is what makes Ben Roethlisberger such a great quarterback in this league, is that, you know, he wants to be surrounded by great talent that can help him win right now. And yeah, he should be pissed off that they took Mason Rudolph instead of taking a player that could help him win a Super Bowl. And that's what's going to fire him up in 2018 to be even better, right? So yeah, I mean, look, if Mason Rudolph, I don't want to read into one quote and say, well, Mason Rudolph has the same level of leadership that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger do, right? That's not the point here. What I'm trying to get at, though, is that, you know, seeing this early on in Mason Rudolph's career, it's nice because it does point to, look, if he has that kind of command of the huddle, the kind of alpha mentality that you need to be a great quarterback in this league, then yes, you know, it is one small step in Mason Rudolph becoming a good quarterback in this league. And so it is nice to see that being called out about Mason early on. But again, there's a long, long road between now and when Mason Rudolph would become the eventual starter. And then one other player we heard a lot about coming out of camp was Terrell Edmunds. And of course, so many questions going into camp about how would Terrell Edmunds be used? How would Marcus Allen be used, right? These two safeties that we're bringing in, are we going to be playing more dime? Is Allen switching to linebacker? That kind of thing. Here's Terrell Edmunds talking about his experience at camp.
Run us through your day. How many different positions did you play? Things of that nature.
I played some safety, a lot of safety. I played a few little linebacker positions, just going out there competing. Everything was going fast, but, you know, it eventually slowed down for everybody on the defensive side of the ball, and we came out and we competed well.
Are there any calls being made at this point?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of calls being made. I'm calling the calls. Marcus Allen and I, we're both calling it back and forth. We got a lot of communication between us, too, because we both can be interchangeable at the position. So that's just what we're doing now.
You said linebacker. Can you explain exactly, was it a typical inside linebacker, or is it sort of that?
You're going to have to ask Coach Tom. I don't want to give out his stuff.
So it wasn't, you were sometimes over at cornerback, too? Or
no, I didn't play any corner. It was just safety and linebacker.
Okay.
There's a
You been over the top at all? Or kind of playing center field?
Sometimes I was over the top. It wasn't so much, but sometimes I was over the top. It just depends on how everything folded.
So glad to hear that Terrell Edmunds is not being used in the free safety spot, right? Not playing over the top. That's good. That was one of the worries we had coming out of the draft was that, boy, are they going to use this guy and think he can be the free safety on this team? No, they do not, right? I mean, I think that the Steelers drafted Terrell Edmunds with a role in mind for him that is probably more likely to be the long-term answer at strong safety and the short-term answer as a dime linebacker, dime safety type. They've wanted to put three safeties on the field for a long time now. He certainly can fit that void in the short term in his rookie year. So glad to see that they're going to use him there. He's very cagey when they asked him about, you know, are you playing? So you're playing linebacker and safety. When you played linebacker, was it like a dime or, you know, traditional inside linebacker? And he said, I'm not going to give away coach's secrets. I thought that was cute. I don't expect that Terrell Edmunds is going to be playing traditional inside linebacker, although it's something that John talked about on this podcast when we talked about, you know, Marcus Allen, and potentially Marcus Allen could move to inside linebacker. I guess it's possible. Right? I guess it's, we can't rule it out. Although, again, I would be very, very surprised by that. One thing I like about Terrell Edmunds, he's a great communicator, and that is coming through at least in rookie minicamp. The Steelers are trying him out as being the signal caller on defense, Marcus Allen as well. It's something I want to talk about on tomorrow's podcast, which is going to be all about the communications issues that this team has had over the years and how they are trying to address that in 2018. Not by changing the coaching staff. We haven't seen a bunch of turnover defensively, right? Keith Butler retains his job. The only real position coach that changed because Carnell Lake. John Mitchell changed as the defensive line coach, but he's still there as an assistant head coach. So he's still around the team. Really, the only position coach that changed was secondary. I think that the Steelers are addressing this through getting players who are better communicators. And I want to talk about that on tomorrow's podcast. But for today, look, it is exciting to hear Edmunds being used in the role that we were hopeful he would be used in, right? And not trying to shoehorn him into free safety. Now, look, someone does have to play free safety, so we'll see what happens when OTAs start and whether it's Burnett there or whether it's Sean Davis there. Sean Davis tweeted a couple weeks ago that he is preparing to play like he is going to be the free safety this year. So I think he has an inkling that he may be asked to switch roles this season from strong safety to the free safety spot. He certainly has the athleticism to be able to make that move. So again, I think it's exciting to hear Edmunds talk about playing both linebacker and safety at camp. You know, it's one of the things that Tomlin talked about when they drafted him was his versatility. So him being able to be versatile, at least early on in his career at minicamp, checks the same boxes that the Steelers were talking about coming out. And so very good to see that. One player we did not hear about at rookie minicamp that I was surprised to not hear about was Jalen Samuels, the running back, wide receiver, hybrid guy. Didn't hear a lot about him. Now, that could probably just be chalked up to the fact that, again, he's not a great running back. He's not a great wide receiver. He wasn't great at any of these positions. So I don't think the Steelers drafted a guy in the fifth round that they, you know, are going to work in packages for and that kind of thing. So I think at this point, it is more of an exploratory thing with Samuels. Let's see where we can fit him in, what he can excel in the NFL at NFL game speed, and then try to see what, you know, how they further work him in at OTAs and training camp. So it is a bit disappointing not to hear about Samuels having a good mini camp or anything like that. But probably not shocking, right? Or shouldn't have been shocking given that, you know, this is not Percy Harvin we're talking about, right? This is not even Alvin Kamara, right? This is a fifth round pick. Doesn't have the kind of the same athleticism those other two guys had. The Steelers have to figure out what they have in Samuels first before we can start talking about, you know, potentially using him in more versatile ways. So going to keep an eye on him again and when we talk about OTAs in a couple weeks. But Jalen Samuels, not to say he was a no-show at rookie minicamp, just not one of the stars of the show. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can find me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.